That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
The most music in Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's time for Breaking Bad News. Aaron, as you know, Breaking Bad News is not a fun thing to do to anybody.
No, it's super hard, but luckily we are here to make it a lot easier.
Yes, and today we are talking to KT. Good morning, love.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what's going on? Who do you need to break the bad news to?
So I am breaking bad news to my best friend, Jenna.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good news for me.
Yeah? Okay, let's hear about it.
Her brother just turned 18, and I would like to date him.
Oh, you like her brother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a big deal, but... I think she does.
You think she has a problem? How long? Have you dated before or you want to start dating him?
I haven't dated him before because he wasn't 18 yet.
Right. He was
a mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that he is, I would like to. And she thinks, I've mentioned that I think that he's cool and, attractive, et cetera, et cetera. And she was super weirded out by it. And so, now that he's 18, I feel like he's an adult and we can do whatever we want to do.
Okay. And she's kind of overprotective of him?
Oh, totally.
Right, now, how old are you, KT?
21.
You're 21? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, in your honest opinion, how do you think she's going to take this?
Well, let's just say I'm doing it on the radio.
Because you need the help, honey.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you asking for her permission or are you telling her I'm going to date your brother?
Well, I definitely don't want to hide it. That sounds sneaky, but I would prefer to have her blessing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want things to get awkward for us, but I also don't want her to limit me in my life.
So if she tells you, girl, no way. Are you going to then not pursue him and keep your relationship with your friend or say too bad later?
I don't know. I was just really hoping it wouldn't get awkward, but...
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now as a guy, I have to know, what do you find so attractive about her younger brother?
He's hot.
He's hot, but I think he's a good person.
Yeah.
I really like his personality. He's funny. We have great conversations. And I've known him for a long time.
Yeah. This happens. Girl, this happens. I mean, there's not a lot of fish in the sea, unfortunately. And when you find someone that you connect with, you kind of want to stay with that person.
Yeah. And his sister's my best friend. Like, that's pretty rad.
I mean, yeah, you guys can be like a happy family in the end.
Yeah, that might be fun.
I think so.
She would love that, right?
I would love that.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out exactly how Jenna is going to feel. All right, love, we are going to call Jenna and see what she has to say. Now we're going to mute our phones and you are just going to go at it. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, it's Breaking Bad News with Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Hi, girls.
How you doing?
Good. Why are you being a weirdo?
Funny.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So, okay. You're... Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You're making me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know how we just celebrated your brother's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it got me thinking that, I've had, that I think your brother's awesome, and we get along really well, and we have great conversation, and he's such a good person, and I know it's weirded you out in the past, but I was thinking, now that he's 18, it wouldn't be weird for us to date, and so I would like to do that. And I just would really love it if you would be okay with that.
Do you realize what a perv you sound like?
Oh my gosh.
I've waited till he's 18.
Woo!
Katie, what is wrong with you?
Well,
what are you talking
about?
I think
if I was sneaking around and did this when he was 16, then I'd be a perv. But right now, I'm saying.
No, like, instead you were just standing on the sidelines waiting.
No, what are you talking? Like that to
Listen,
me.
Can I break this down for you? First of all, of course, yes, of course, you know him and you love him because you've known him since he was practically a baby. So what's the end game here? Okay, so first of all, he's 18. What, you guys think you're going to get married? 18-year-old guys don't marry the girls they date when they're 18. So
I'm not trying to get married right now. Like, I'm 21
right, so
years old.
I just want to, like, you break up with him
someone?
And you break his heart, and then I have to deal with the girl who broke my little brother's heart, or he breaks your heart. Like, what's the end game here? This is so stupid, Katie. It's not worth it.
Oh, no.
Well, I think the whole point is that now, like, we're both adults. So, you know, if something goes, like, south with the, like, relationship, which I think it's, like, premature to even say relationship, you know, like, then we would just deal with it like adults do. Like, not everything is so dramatic. And especially since we've known each other for so long, I think it wouldn't be weird for us to start dating. And
Katie,
then, you know,
listen, I know that
you
had a hard time at school. I think this is, like, insecurity coming out with the guys you've dated this year. Mm. And I don't think that it's healthy to just, like, start dating my younger brother because it's safe. And also, like, that's such a crappy position to put my parents in and your parents in. Like, that's such a bad position to put everybody in.
She is not going to have this.
I feel like you're feeling insecure. It's like, I get it and I'm here for you, but my little brother is not the answer.
Is this Jenna?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, this is Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. KT,
oh,
of course,
God, got
a hold of us. Yes, honey, she totally loves your brother, but not everyone is cool with your best friend wanting to date, you know, either your brother. Do you have any, I don't know, thing inside of you that is just like, yeah, you know, I want my best friend to be happy, or are you just totally against this?
Listen, I do want my best friend to be happy, and here's the deal. If I thought that her and my brother were perfect together and they would live together happily ever after, then yes, I would of course want them to be together. But he's a baby, and he's going to break her heart, and they're not meant, I know them both so well. This is not going to be a good match. I know she's attracted to him, but someone's going to end up with a broken heart here. And so I do want Katie to be happy. And I promise you, this is just like some insecurity from the shitty guy she's dated.
Well, what if she ends up breaking your brother's heart? How pissed off are you going to be?
If what?
If she breaks your brother's heart.
What am I supposed to do then? You know what I mean? Yeah. I have to choose between my little brother and my best friend. Like, I'll be furious at her for even putting me in that position when it's so stupid. They're not, I get it. Listen, my best friend and my brother, attractive people. I run in attractive circles.
Right.
I get it. But like, this is not the answer to, like, the guys you've dated this year. You know, this is, like, super insecurity because my brother's, you know, a sweet, dumb 18-year-old, you know?
So, Katie, you know that your best friend is, she knows you best, and she knows probably that, again, she's trusting your instinct that he's just not going to be the right person for you, even though you think it is. So what are you going to do? Are you going to drop this situation with trying to pursue him or kind of go against your best friend and do what you want to do?
No, I mean, I just feel like this is, like, clearly a conversation that we need to continue, and, like, we can do it in person, but, like, it's interesting to hear her say that it's...
Also, Katie,
like, the
fact that you could get on the radio and you couldn't talk to me in person, deep down, you know something's wrong with this.
That's what we're here for.
It means deep down you know it's not right.
Mm. Aaron, do you have any advice for them?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think they have a right to try it. I mean, I'm guessing the little brother definitely thinks it's a good idea. I mean, he's 18. We all know how he's thinking.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is how it's going to end. You know what I mean? This is
but
so
you never
dumb.
Know. I think it's worth a shot.
I don't know. There's two against one. I'm in between, so I'm going to stay out of this.
Well, I think I've got KT and the little brother on my side.
What guy marries the girl he dates when he's 18?
Well, it's
and
not about marriage. It's
Tinder
about experience.
And this and that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm definitely not thinking about marriage. I'm like,
right, be curious with anybody else.
If it would
anybody
work.
Else under the sun,
okay.
I will go out with you. We will find you other guys. Don't be creeping on my brother.
That's right. Hey, well, listen, if the brother doesn't work out, you know, our producer is very sexy and you just got on Tinder and you could be like, I'm not, I don't need Tinder anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I got KT.
Yeah, I don't ever want to get married.
Oh, done. Station that sounds like Madtown at 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. And of course, everyone wants to go see Star Wars The Last Jedi. And only here with us at Madtown, we're going to hook you up with premiere tickets. And we have on the phone right now, Dane. How's it going, my man?
Not too bad.
Good. Are you ready to play a little something that we call Name That Character?
So yes, what we have done. Yes, so what we have done is we have found a character that most people will not know the name of, and if you can tell me that character's name, we will hook you up with tickets.
All right, I'll try my best.
All right, let's test your knowledge, my man. Here you go.
You were the daughter of an Imperial science officer. People were starting to figure that out. People who wanted to use you as a hostage.
Wow, so intense.
Very intense. So Dane, name that character for me.
I know the guy from the movie. I just don't know. I don't know his name. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dane.
Well, no worries. You can call back as many times as you want.
No problem.
Thanks, honey. Thanks for trying. All right. 931 Jams. We have Shane now on the phone. How are you?
Good.
Good. Are you ready to hear the character?
Yes.
All right, my man. Here you go.
You were the daughter of an Imperial science officer. People were starting to figure that out. People who wanted to use you as a hostage.
So who is that character? What is his name?
Not sure.
Not sure.
That's okay, Shane. You can call back as many
that
times as you want.
That is not the answer, Shane.
No worries.
Thanks, honey.
No
call
worries.
Back.
I'm going to drop a hint real quick here. You may recognize this character from our last year, Rogue One premiere.
Yes,
this is a character from Rogue One.
Look at you. Night through and Jan. Stephanie, how's it going, love?
Awesome.
All right, who do you think the character is? Here we go. Take a listen.
You were the daughter of an Imperial science officer. People were starting to figure that out. People who wanted to use you as a hostage.
Gives me chills. The voice of that name.
Yes, can you name that character?
No,
that's okay.
Okay, girl, thank you for calling. Wow, this is dumping a lot of people, producer Aaron.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Let's move on. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
Justin.
Justin?
Yes.
All right, my man, here you go.
You were the daughter of an Imperial science officer. People were starting to figure that out. People who wanted to use you as a hostage.
All right, what is the name of that character?
This is the character from Saw.
Oh, what? Well, kind of sounds like
character
it.
Character from the movie. So, like, what are you saying?
It's the guy, the little guy in the little bike riding around to kill people.
Oh, you know, this is from a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, not from Saw. But it does sound like the guy from Saw.
Actually, this leads to a good hint.
Wow.
His first name is Saw.
Oh, yeah, there's a good
character's
hint.
First name is Saw.
Want to take another guess, or are you good?
No, all right.
Yeah, okay. All right. 931 Gems, who's this?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris, good luck to you.
You were the daughter of an Imperial science officer. People were starting to figure that out. People who wanted to use you as a hostage.
Mm.
All right, can you name this Star Wars character for us?
Oh, my. It's stumping everybody.
It's just stumping.
You told me this was a dumb character.
Yep. I will give you the hint again. Yeah. It is from Rogue One. It is a character you might recognize from Rogue
One. And give him the other hint.
And his first name is Saw.
Come on. Do it. No clue?
I'm going to pass on it.
All right, honey. Thank you for trying. All right. 931 Jams, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Dane calling back, actually.
All right, Dane.
Do you know who
what
it is?
What is it? Yeah.
It's Saw Gerrera.
Saw Gerrera. Yep, it is Saw Gerrera. You got that. Yep, that was Forrest Whitaker's character in Rogue One.
Yeah, I knew it was Forrest Whitaker. So I was like, I knew the guy. You need the name.
I get
it's
that.
It's all good. Well, congratulations, Shane, for calling back. You just scored a pair of passes to the Star Wars Last Jedi premiere at Marcus with us. So hang on. We'll get some information. Now.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.